We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to the studio. Welcome back to me being at, I don't know, about 95% health. Welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes away from beautiful Lambeau Field. If you haven't heard, which I'm sure you already have, Thursday, 7 o'clock, I think, the Lyric Room, Green Bay, Cheesehead TV, draft party, round one. Then, day two, Friday, April 26th. Just going to be an awesome day, guys. Awesome, awesome day. Pack-A-Day podcast, happy hour from 4 to 5:30, Badger State Brewing, followed by the Packer Report draft party, hosted by yours truly, pick 41, pick 58, pick 88, pick 91. We're so excited, man. We're so excited to see all you guys and talk ball and have a couple beers and, man, just pumped up. But today I'm also pumped up because I got something. So I participate in the consensus big board, right? I send my big board every year to Arif Hassan. Got some good news. Had a top five big board in the world in 2018 and didn't have one of the bad ones. Didn't have one of the bottom ones. So that was great. But this is how I find out kind of when he does his research, like who do I like? And I like Chris Jenkins. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Interior defensive lineman, Chris Jenkins. I have Chris Jenkins with a extremely high second round grade. He is my 29th overall player. So that's a difference some people will understand. And I'm not trying to be condescending at all, but like some teams only have like 20 first round grades. I think Dane Brugler had 20 or 21 this year. I think I only have 26 or 27 first round grades this year. So when you get to Chris Jenkins, he's got a high second round grade, but you got to rank the players where you rank the players. So he has a round two, but he's 29th. And that is kind of giving up the end of the show before we even get going. That's fine. But he's on a Reef's board, on a Reef's consensus board. He is player 51. So he's more of a mid two kind of guy. But I see upside there. And I actually also see a high floor. And that's kind of my kind of prospect when we have, you know, we kind of eliminate the bust potential, and then we maximize the, you know, what I would say the ceiling is. I think there's some stuff to be really excited about with Chris Jenkins. And one thing everybody will note, he is Chris Jenkins' son. Chris Jenkins, the former Carolina Panthers defensive lineman. Then Cullen Jenkins' nephew, Packers legend Cullen Jenkins, Super Bowl champion Cullen Jenkins, his nephew. So that's interesting. 6'3", 299, 34-inch arm. So he really is, I would say, kind of exactly from a body type, the player that I have been questioning why Green Bay would add. And but when I talk about the strengths, you'll understand why he's an exception and why I think he'd be fine. No, it's 6'3", 299. Do I think he should be lining up on the nose or on the one tech? Not every down, certainly. But he just brings something different. And I actually think that pound for pound, he being Chris Jenkins, might be the top run defender in the whole class, any position. He is that damn good. And if you can get him to add 5-6 pounds, that's great. You know, maybe in a four front and a 40 front and an even front, he could be a nose for you, a little bit undersized nose. But he, I think with his length, right, 34-inch arm, 6'3", I think he's versatile. Could play a little five. You're going to do some under fronts, some over fronts. I certainly think he could play three technique and be a darn good one in the NFL. Now, as mentioned before, when, you know, I've talked about other guys, Byron Murphy, Michael Hall, talk about a lot of guys where it's like, well, if their trick as an undersized defensive lineman is pass rush, how much sense does that make, right? How much more does Green Bay need of the Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wood, and Carl Brooks type, especially when they can kick Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness in to rush from the interior if they so choose, and they can blitz Quay up the middle. I mean, interior pass rush is a rare thing. It's a special thing. It's also something Green Bay has, like, in droves. So that's a rare good thing. Not a problem. But that's why I'm not that interested in a Michael Hall. That's why I'm not that interested in a Byron Murphy from Texas. Chris Jenkins is different, though. Chris Jenkins raises everything that you're doing from a run defense perspective because he is that damn good. Unbelievably strong person. And it's not necessarily completely on the RAS, although he did have a spectacular bench with 29 reps. That was really, really good. But not a great shuttle time. But the functional strength, football strength, his nickname at Michigan was the Mutant. And you can see that. I mean, he does not get moved, okay? And please understand that Chris is not a bad athlete. He's an 8.94 RAS guy. He's a 90th percentile athlete. He's a, you know, he's a freak. He's just not an alien, if those are our levels, right? But his functional strength and his ability to not get moved against the run and his ability to make plays in the run game. And what I mean by that is, like, and we'll use Devontae Wyatt as an example. Like, when Devontae Wyatt blows up a guard and then misses the quarterback or misses the running back, that is a frustrating thing. When Chris Jenkins does it, he gets the guy on the ground. Now, it's at least right now, does not have the up the field pass rush juice of a Devontae Wyatt. If he had Devontae Wyatt's pass rush juice and Chris Jenkins' ability to defend the run, he'd be a top 10 player in this class. He would. But there are cons, obviously, right? But yeah, I think he's versatile. Functional strength is bananas. Run defense is on the highest of levels. Goes after the game of football like an absolute psychopath, which I am impressed by. winning defense, modern defense, run through that Baltimore tree. Can't remember the young defensive coordinator's name there. I assume he moved on with because I think it's actually Wink Martindale now, Michigan defensive coordinator. Yeah, it's Wink Martindale, who Jesse Minter is the kid that went with Harbaugh, but really brilliant mind, like well-coached in modern defensive football.
Many of you, like myself, are Wisconsin sports fans. Well, it's not Packer season anymore, there's still some really exciting action coming up in the world of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks are getting ready to kick off their postseason run, which is hopefully a lot more fun than their regular season run. And while the Brewers, meanwhile, are off to a hot start, hopefully they can continue that to start their 2024 campaign. But whether you're a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, or a fan of any other hockey, baseball, or basketball team right now, there's never been a better time to start playing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your knowledge into serious cash. Right now, you can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and MLB entries today. Prize Picks is super simple to play, and I'm able to log in, make my picks, and submit my entry in under 60 seconds. Add in the ease of Apple Pay for quick deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of player selections, and injury insurance, and you can easily see why Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. This week, I'm going LeBron James and Steph Curry in their play-in tournaments. I can't wait to see what they do to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. Whatever picks you make, and regardless of who you select, the best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talk about the athletic profile. Vertical was fine. Broad jump was great. 95th percentile for a human his size. 80th percentile bench. Ran like the Dickens, 4.9, 140 at 300 pounds, really, really high level, 10-yard split of 1.7 seconds. This is an explosive athlete, okay? And that's why I think the pass rush upside is there. And we'll get into the cons now. He needs a plan. Okay. And that's been a kind of a Michigan thing, right? Sean Gary, sort of the same thing. It's like, I wish he had a plan. Maybe Aiden Hutchinson didn't have that problem so much, but you know, it's a team defense a lot of times at Michigan. And, Chris Jenkins definitely is a part of that. That defense was not designed for Chris Jenkins to have really sweet stats. That defense was designed for Chris Jenkins to do his job. Somewhat in the same way that the Don Brown defense was designed for Rashawn Gary to do his job and not necessarily put up amazing numbers at Michigan. So I wish there was a little bit more to his craft, but I look at his 10-yard split. I look at his explosive ability. I wish his agility was better. And you see that. I mean, there's not – he's going to go through your face, and that's fine. For me, interior rusher, that's fine. I don't need a ton of – arm over. I don't need a ton of a spin. I don't need you necessarily to be able to run a stunt. I'm fine. with the through your face rusher. And I think that's what Chris Jenkins is going to be. And then it's just sort of the last con, if you will, would just be kind of that tweener status. And what I mean by that is actually, you know, he really is a perfect three technique from a body standpoint, what he does for your defensive line, you know, some of that explosive timed stuff or jumps. So like the broad jump is awesome. The 10-yard split is awesome. That's all stuff that you can see on film where, you know, he is so strong, such an explosive and linear athlete. And by the way, being a linear athlete at defensive tackle is fine. I don't have a problem with it. Like, obviously, again, I wish he had cooler, you know, had done the three-cone and had a cooler shuttle time. I don't care that much. You can be a linear athlete at defensive tackle. Especially in a Jeff Hafley system. This is a one-gap system, guys. It's eight in the box, one gap. I think he fits in great. And we'll get right to fit, I guess, now. The only con is he defends the run like a nose tackle, but he's not a nose tackle. Okay? If that makes any sense. If he was 6'3", 318, maybe Kenny Clark. 6'3", 299. Probably can't hold up at the nose. So what are you going to do with him? You're going to run him, you know, early downs at the three, maybe move him over the nose on third and long. You have Kenny Clark to play nose on third and long. So the fit question, I'm not 100% sure with Chris Jenkins, but I do know I want him to be a Green Bay Packer. That I know. He would be their best run defender, I think, honestly, maybe even on day one. And that's crazy to say about a defensive, you know, rookie defensive lineman, because that's not common. So Packers fit, it's a weird one because I've been droning on about how I don't want these undersized guys. Then you go, okay, well, Ross, he's 6'3", 300. Yeah, but my God, does he defend the run, man? And he's disruptive. I don't know. And I think you can teach him to be a better pass rusher. So that's where I see the fit. You know, maybe you do play Colby Wooden on a strong side defensive end and you just move him out of that room. I don't know. All I know from a fit perspective is they like Michigan fine. He's athletic enough, young enough, NFL bloodlines. Obviously, they did the Clay Matthews thing. They did the John Runyon thing. They care at least a little bit. I just wish he was 15 pounds heavier and then I would be like pounding the drum for this guy at 25. But anyway, I mentioned it at the top of the show. High second round grade, 29th overall player. As far as where he ranks amongst defensive tackles, I would guess it's pretty high just because, you know, I'm one of the higher guys in the world, apparently, on Chris Jenkins. He's defensive lineman number two behind only Johnny Newton and one ranking above Byron Murphy, too, because I think you can teach Chris Jenkins to rush the passer. I don't know if you can teach Byron Murphy to help in the run game. I think he might be too small, and I think he might be too worried about pass rush, which, by the way, interior pass rush is worth its weight in gold. That's why he's one spot below Chris Jenkins and not around, you know, like 50. Like, I really like Byron Murphy. Please don't, you know, think that I don't. But that's where we're at, 29th overall, high second-round grade. Interior defensive lineman, too. Chris Jenkins, Michigan. Love this kid. Obviously, I'm way higher on him than most. He's my dude. I love him. Okay. Check me out on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm at Ross Uglum. Check us out over at Pack Report. I think we got 60% off going on right now. I think it has more to do with like what's going on with the transfer portal since we're still hosted by 24/7 Sports, but we'll call it a draft special. 60% off VIP, though, folks, at Pack Report. You can see my redrafts, which has been an incredibly fun series to write and do. Those are super interesting to me, at least, or I thought they were fun to write. I've talked to people that enjoyed them. Check them out. But we've got all sorts of really fun VIP stuff going on. Buy the draft guide, guys. Daily is the promo code. 10% off. That's DAILY. Do everything you're supposed to do here at the Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you can get every ounce of Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, folks. Go Pack, go.